In Isaiah 52, verse 7, we read, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saith unto Zion, Thy God reigneth." Our mission trip was to England. This is a large European country, rich in religious heritage, and a country of many different cultures and different nationalities. There are an estimated 50 million people in England. Our stay was in London, the capital city, of which 10 million people resides. How appropriate and timely it is that we would go to a land known for its diversity and culture. Indeed, the Lord is truly wonderful in his grace and providence. The Lord put together 10 people who are as diverse as you'll find. Our group consisted of 10 people with roots in Europe, Asia, and West Indies. We had a variety of age groups from youth to retirement age. Our group consisted of people of different races, cultures, and background. And yet we all had one mission, and that is to go into all the world and be a witness. All of us had the same mindset and purpose, which was to bring God's word to the people of England. We left Philadelphia's airport on Thursday, September 30th, at around 8:45, with great enthusiasm and great anticipation of what our dear Lord would do. By God's grace, we had a good flight arriving at London's Gatwick Airport on Friday morning around 8:45 a.m. Upon arrival to our hotel, we were delighted to learn that our tracts, "Is the Church Dead?" and 60 beautiful King James Version of the Bible were safely delivered. However, we also learned that some other materials, including 5,000 Does God Love You tracts and various different languages, and two boxes of teaching materials had not yet arrived. In fact, we later learned that these items were stuck in customs at the Heathrow Airport, which is about 2 or 3 hours' drive. This was disappointing, but we moved on, praising our God, for we still had sufficient items required for our mission work, which is tracts and Bibles. Within a few hours after arrival, we soon were out within the vicinity of our hotel, passing out God's word. Our objective and the goal of our mission trip is to go to places where large crowds of people gather so as to maximize our efforts and increase the potential of getting out many tracts. We had hope that our hotel would be centrally located in the heart of the town and close to buses and subway stations. As you know, subway stations are very ideal places to pass out tracts because of the great many people who use that means of transportation. By God's wonderful grace, this prayer was answered. Not only was the Bayswater Inn, our hotel, located in the heart of London, it was also very close, in fact, within walking distance to two subway stations and a large mall. We arrived at the mall near the Bayswater subway, or tube station, as it's called in England, at around lunchtime. There were people everywhere, picking the area or corner, large crowds of people, all over the place. How excited we were to have seen so many people. We were excited, divided into groups of threes, and each group covering a different section. It wasn't long when we began to see that the reception rate was not what we had hoped, what we had anticipated. For large groups of people would walk by and only a few would take the tracts. We know that the Lord Jesus said in his word in Matthew 20:16, "So the last shall be first, and the first last. For many be called, but few chosen." We also knew that it was not uncommon for the reception rate to be low in Europe. We remember that when the Family Radio's mission team recently went to Paris, France, the reception rate was low also. It definitely wasn't what was experienced in Ghana. Admittedly, the low reception rate was a bit discouraging. It was also a testing program for us, a time of tribulation. In Romans 5:1-5, we read, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And this is the verse right here. And not only so, but we glory in tribulation also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. But even though the people were not taking the tracts as quickly as we had hoped, we noticed a trend. We saw that those who did take the tracts were reading it very intently. In fact, we had people that initially refused the tracts, but would take a few steps, turn around and would take one saying, "Thank you." And some would say, "Cheers." This was an encouragement to us and another reminder that God is sovereign. He is the one who directs everything, and he is the one that would move people to take the tracts. By this time, it was close to mid-afternoon. We had lunch and headed back to the hotel to finish getting settled in. And we also prepared for the evening study and get ready for our first full day of distribution the next day. After dinner that evening, we had a time of singing of favorite hymns and a time of prayer and thanksgiving to our wonderful God. In terms of our schedule, breakfast was at 7:50 a.m. We had a time of prayer and singing from our family radio hymn book from 7:30 to 7:50 a.m. and had breakfast afterwards. Our hotel graciously provided an area for us in the cafeteria. We loaded up our tracks at 9:15 a.m. and were out on the road around 9:30. Each group would purchase their lunch while out on the road and return to the hotel around 4:30 p.m. Dinner was at 6, Bible study was at 7:30, and we would typically end around 9 p.m. Saturday the 30th was our first full day of tract distribution. After prayer and a time of singing of favorite hymns and breakfast, we divided into two teams. Team 1 was led by Chris, and I led Team 2. Saturdays and Sundays are market days in England. Team 1 went to the Portobello Market and nearby subway stations. The Portobello Market is primarily an antique market, but a great variety of other items can also be purchased, such as paintings and clothing. People lined up at long lines to go to this market. Team 2 went to the Marble Arch. This is a large shopping area having a great variety of stores and eating places and two large underground subway stations and surrounding bus stations. In terms of our goal to get to where people are, this was an ideal place to pass our tracts. There were people everywhere. Reception rate at the Marble Arch was probably around 50%. Some people passed out quite a few, while others did not do as well. The report from Team 1 was that the reception rate at the Portobello Market was low. There were people all over, but they were just not taking the tracts. Even though the low reception rate was discouraging at times, our dear and gracious Lord would always bring encouragement in a variety of ways. In Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." God is sovereign. He is the one that moves people to take the tracts. It was a humbling experience to realize that we had no control over the reception of the tracts. It was not about what we did or did not do. Our job was to be faithful and be steadfast. We were not to lean on our own understandings. Remember what God says in 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." That evening, as we were walking back to our hotel, a man named Leslie, who was given a tract earlier, stopped us saying, "Let me ask you a question." This man apparently read the tract and had questions about God and about salvation. Three of our missionaries stood there with Leslie, and for the next 15 to 20 minutes, witness to him the true gospel of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. We will see Lester again on three other occasions. When this man was given a Bible, it was as though his whole outlook has changed. Please pray for Leslie that our dear Lord and wonderful Lord, wonderful God, would be pleased to have mercy on Leslie. We had our Bible study at 7 p.m. at the hotel. We had invited some people to our hotel, but regrettably, no one showed up. Our group had a wonderful time of singing and praising the Lord with hymns, and Chris brought the messages for our Bible studies. These times of praising the Lord and of studying His Word was very precious as our most gracious Lord began to use these times to encourage and strengthen us. On Sunday, the Lord's Day, and the morning after, a time of praying, singing, and praising the Lord, we had our breakfast, then shortly went out doing the Lord's work. Marble Arch was a very busy place, and London being a place where many tourists come and go all the time, we decided to revisit Marble Arch and the nearby subway station at the Piccadilly Circus. We also decided to go back to the Portobello Market to see how it goes, and afterwards we'd go to the Camden Market, which is about a 25 to 30 minute bus ride. The Portobello Market was not as crowded as the day before, but there were still a great many vendors and passers-by that took the tracks. After about 1 hour of distribution, we decided to go to the Camden Market, which was a much more crowded area. The Camden Market was very similar to the other places where we had been having people all over. It was like Philadelphia South Street during a big event or holiday, but was much more crowded, just to give you the idea. Both teams reported the reception rate was better on this day. On Monday, we continued our distribution with locations where many people gather. We continued to go to subway stations, mall areas, and food places. While on Leicester Square, a very popular business area, with lots of food places standing in front of a large Catholic church, two of our missionaries gave tract to a nun, which was coming out of this church. Upon reading the tract, the nun quickly ran to the church. We don't know what this means, but maybe that the Lord would be pleased to bless that tract in a mighty way. On that evening, a young man named Colin was given a tract outside the Bayswater subway station. He began to read the tract immediately. A few moments went by, and our missionary noticed that this young man was sighing. When asked, "What do you think about the tract?" Colin responded, "It's quite troubling." This man was troubled because of God's word, the sword of the Spirit. What was troubling him was not the question whether the church age was over, but he read in the tract that we could not be saved by our good works. His question pertained to salvation. Two missionaries began to witness to this young man and expound the truth of God's word that we are not saved by good works, but we're saved only by God's grace. May it be that our gracious Lord God would be pleased to have mercy on Collins. Please pray for this young man. Indeed, it was becoming increasingly clear that our dear Lord was directing the people that he wanted to us. The Lord was showing us that even with the low reception, that his will would be done. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 7, we read, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." On Tuesday, we went to Soho, a place considered to be a poor part of London and a town that would be considered the red light district. This was evidenced by more presence of law enforcement officers on street patrol. A very friendly officer from Ghana was given a tract and a Bible. He said this made his day. One young lady took the tract, quickly examined it, saying, The church is dead?" "Yes," the missionary explained. "God says in his word, the Bible, that the time has come that the churches are under judgment and God is no longer using the churches." After a time of witnessing to this lady, she was given a Bible. She went on her way joyful that she was given a Bible and God's word. May it be that our Lord God would greatly bless this young lady as she reads his word. We continued on Wednesday going to very busy markets and subway stations and malls to find large crowds of people. There were so many other stories. There was a gentleman from Poland who read the tract and said that he agreed with it. This man was only in England for 2 days, and yet by God's providence, the Lord directed him to get a tract. There was another man who read the tract and requested a Bible. This man waited 10 minutes while two missionaries enthusiastically raced to the hotel to grab him a Bible. There were so much more stories which the Lord gave us as evidence that he indeed had his hand of blessing upon this mission trip. The fact is, even if the Lord had only a few people that he wanted to save, as a result of us being in England, it would have been worth all the effort. As we reflect upon the trip, what a great opportunity it was to have been part of this mission trip. By God's grace, we passed out about 25,000 tracts and 40 Bibles. The tracts that were left, and including the family radio materials, were sent to a very faithful brother in Amsterdam named Kees Drews. He is very excited about receiving these materials, and he can't wait to get them out. Kees goes to a lot of family radio mission trips, and we know that these tracts are in good hands. We're able to ship the items to him at a very affordable price. We are very thankful to God for the opportunity to be an ambassador for him. We want to also thank all of you for your prayers and much support for this trip. In closing, I'd like to read from Isaiah 55, 8 through 11. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but shall accomplish that which I please, and shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. May it be that the Lord would bless the tracts that that were in England and the people. If the Lord is pleased, may it be that, that he would multiply these tracts, just like he did with the fishes and the loaves. Please pray for that to happen. Thank you. Are there any questions?